This is the Bright Fire News Podcast with journalist John Christopher Collins, where the truth and facts are honored, pursued, discovered, and told. Welcome and thank you for listening to the Bright Fire News Podcast, igniting and fueling a bright fire of and for truthful and factual news.
So, Lisa, I'd like to start off, for those who don't know, by just you having you explain your position as a city clerk and then what exactly it is you do and how long it is that you've been with the city.
My position as city clerk, we handle what most people know of is the city meetings and the Board of Aldermen meetings, along with all the committee meetings. We make sure they're posted correctly and in a timely manner. My office also handles requests for records, custodian records. We have voter registration and notary in our office and handle a variety of records is mainly what we move through in contracts and things like that. I have been with the city of Branson for over 32 years, and I have been in this position and deputy for part of those years, too.
Okay, wonderful. And, you know, really the point of the interview, the topic at hand here, is PrimeGov. Now, how long has PrimeGov been in operation?
We are just over a year that we have gone live with it and for the city to use it and the board to use it.
Okay. Now, my understanding is it helps with agendas, meetings, committee management, all through the electronic processes. I know that prior to PrimeGov, IT had to package all the individual agenda items and post them to the website. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So we have moved with PrimeGov away from a paper-based agenda to an electronic-based agenda. So that's a big change. And it allows us to push things through for approval electronically, through internal approval processes, and then it moves it onto an agenda, and then we post that electronically on the city's website. Before, we got all those staff reports and everything by paper, and they were approved on paper, and it was a stack of paper.
Wow. Okay. Now, I know for me, being in news, it's very, very much more efficient for me to find these agenda items because of PrimeGov. Have you gotten some good feedback on the efficiency of that?
Well, I haven't had a lot of people talk about it. I appreciate your comment on that. It may be a tool that is not very much recognized by the public, but it is a much robust system to go out and search for titles to agenda items or a specific topic, and it will bring up each meeting that topic was talked about.
Now, as far as the origins of PrimeGov and whose idea it was to implement it, could you go into that as well?
It was in the making for several years before we implemented, and we looked at several different software products. We did that with our IT department and city administration, and we looked to, again, move away from the paper version and try to get into an electronic version that was more user-friendly and on the backside was more user-friendly for staff also.
Okay. Now, could you also go into how PrimeGov assists in pre-meeting and during meeting processes?
So what we did when we created PrimeGov, we standardized all the templates across every meeting to look the same. So that was something that may look different or may not even be noticed, but it was done. So all of our staff reports and agendas all look the same for every organization or every meeting. So that would be Board of Aldermen, Park Board, Finance Committee, HR Committee, things like that. They all use the same templates, and as they are built, those templates are built by staff, then they go on to approval process and go on to the agenda. So that is what we did to try to make it more standardized and easier to have a clearer and cleaner format.
So PrimeGov has really helped with efficiency then, would you say?
Definitely. It definitely did. We worked off of Word documents. This is templates, so some of the headers are all there already, and it's just a lot of fill in the blank for staff, and it moves it a lot quicker and standardizes it.
Okay. Now, I know Melody was telling me not only does this help with transparency, but with something about the city finances. Do you know anything about that?
I'm not sure exactly what she was talking about it, but again, it's less paper. We don't have to store paper. We store electronically now. I'm not sure if that's what she was addressing or not.
Okay. And I saw an interesting thing here on the document that you sent me. It said that speakers' comments are typed into PrimeGov. Does that only include the staff reports, or does that include public comment and things like that?
So public comment is a minute. It would be taking minutes, and so speaker comments are typed in into the Word document, okay, into the minutes of the document.
Now I understand. Okay. And just to wrap up here, I'm curious, what should citizens know about PrimeGov? How does it help the average citizen, and how should they use it?
Well, I think you addressed it early on with the robust search availability. If they go to the city website, you can click on advanced searches even. And with advanced searches, you can search through overall committees or a specific committee. You can search on the item type. You can put begin dates, end dates in it, and things like that, which makes it very convenient as that brings up the item, and you can click into the item and read further if that's what they are looking for, or move on to the next search.
Well, it really sounds like this is a good program for just about everybody, from the city to the citizens. Lisa, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate the time to review this, and I hope it is something that our citizens can learn more about and get more involved in, so it's convenient for them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's John Christopher Collins. I'm a journalist and host of the Bright Fire News Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about my official website, johnchristophercollins.com. Do you want to follow my work, listen to my podcast, see what stories I'm working on, and learn more about me? Go to johnchristophercollins.com to do all of that and more. Do you want good and truthful journalism, solid reporting? Go to johnchristophercollins.com.
Thank you for listening to the Bright Fire News Podcast with journalist John Christopher Collins. Special thanks to everyone who makes this podcast possible. Comments and questions can be sent in by going to johnchristophercollins.com or thebrightfirenewspodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time.